Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from Building 44, where they make all the magic cloudy stuff. I have a special guest today. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
Sure. So I'm Steven Siciliano. I'm the group program manager for Microsoft Flow.
So tell me about, because I this is the first time I'm hearing about Flow. Mm-hmm. Why don't you describe it just a little bit so I can get a sense for what it is?
Absolutely. So Microsoft Flow helps business users to automate their team, their work, and get work done more in an automated fashion.
So I'm a programmer, and like when you say this, it feels like a little too magical and
yes.
Like rainbows and unicorns. So can you give me a sense for what that actually means? Maybe you can
sure.
draw some on the board to give us a sense for what's
yeah.
going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So with Flow, we talk about two things, triggers and actions.
Okay.
So a trigger is an event that happens almost always somewhere in the cloud that is going to kick off some logic. And then actions are going to be the things that you want to do. So we have a nice UI in our website where at the top you're going to have a trigger, and then this is going to run one or more actions. So the trigger could be any event that happens. So it could be when you get a new email, when somebody adds something to a SharePoint list, or it can even be a manual event. So it's like if you want to trigger a flow on demand, you can do that as well.
I see.
So, you know, very simple example. Let's say what you want to do is when your boss emails you, you want to get a push notification to your phone.
Okay.
So that way you can respond immediately to your boss. I'm sure you don't need to do that, but you
Maybe.
Could if you wanted to.
Maybe,
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know how you yeah. are with your manager. So what would happen then is you'd build a flow, and the trigger here would be basically a new email. And then from here, you would say, I want to send a notification.
Okay.
Now, what you have to do, though, is you have to configure each of these steps when you set it up.
Okay.
So you're going to say, like, you're going to sign in with your Office 365, and then here you're going to say what you want the notification to have.
I see. So here's a question. So the first thing is, like, this sounds awesome. The other thing is, what are the events that you can subscribe to, and
yep.
then what are the things you can do with it? Is it, for a programmer, is it pretty much anything that I can do with code or anything that happens in the cloud? And is this anything that I can do in the cloud, anything I do with code?
So yes and no.
Okay.
The easy answer is today we have over 90 services that we support out of box.
Okay.
So these are a mixture of Microsoft services, third-party services, and other types of things.
Right.
And these services that are out of box, they already have things like authentication set up for you. They will handle basically making all of the requests, setting up, listening to new events. The same thing with actions. You know, those 90 services support both triggers and actions. In addition, if you do have a web service out there that you just want to talk to your own web service that you've written, maybe you host it in Azure, maybe it's a VM or a web service or whatever you'd like, you can actually make just raw HTTP calls out to that service.
I see.
So as a developer, if you want to expose a REST API, you can actually consume that from right inside of Microsoft Flow.
So here's my fear, right? Like, because I'm dumb enough to do this, like, I have an action,
mm-hmm.
something that happens, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I get a new email in my inbox.
Yep.
And then I do an action that sends another email to my inbox.
Yes. yes, you will get into trouble if you do that.
So you have to be careful. It's not like
yes.
you can't be dumb with this.
Right. So what could what will ultimately happen is
right.
you will get throttled. So
right.
we do have limits and restrictions on what you can do. So depending on how much you're paying us, if you pay us nothing, you get 750 actions per month.
Okay.
So you'll get 750 emails.
In about a couple of seconds.
Yes,
right?
It depends on how responsive we are.
Sure,
but
sure.
And then you'll be done.
So the other thing is, as I'm looking at this, this is very reminiscent of these things we call logic apps.
Yes.
So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, this feel because logic apps before was like, it had the same kind of thing this way, and then
yep.
they changed it to
yep.
is it the same thing? Is it a different thing?
In many ways, it's very, very similar.
Okay.
So Flow is actually built on top of logic apps.
Okay.
So logic apps runs inside of Azure.
Sure.
It's part of your Azure subscription. You can go sign up for it. And if you're a developer, you almost certainly have an Azure subscription, I hope.
Yeah.
And by doing that, you can actually use logic apps. What's great about Flow, though, is even people who don't have Azure subscriptions can actually get started using it for free.
I see.
So it's for any user in the world. And what's also awesome is it's included with Office 365, with Dynamics. So if you just have an Office subscription, you can actually use Flow and get a bunch of capabilities and integration out of box that you wouldn't normally get.
So the other question I have is, coming from sort of a pure architectural perspective, I can see a ton of end users just setting up a whole bunch of these, right? is there a way to manage these things?
Yes, absolutely.
So that, like, like you're like, holy cow, what's going on? I went through my 750 already. Who's setting up what?
Yeah. So what we have is we have the admin center. It's a Microsoft Flow admin center, and anybody who's an administrator in your organization, in this case, because Flow is included with Office 365, is those Office 365 admins, right? But they can go to the admin center, and there they can get a view of the different environments that people have set up and be able to see, you know, hey, they're using it to connect to these different services, and they're creating these flows that do X, Y, or Z.
So let's talk about someone that's already using this, or maybe there's an example of this being used. Can you give us that example so people will get excited about what maybe they could do?
Sure. So it depends, obviously, on like the types of services you use. So one very common example with SharePoint, for example, is to do basic approvals. So let's say you have a SharePoint document library, and you just want to get feedback from your manager to know whether or not a document is ready to go or not.
Sure.
So you actually can go to that SharePoint document library and say, hey, whenever a file is updated in the document library, send an approval to the manager and have them either respond with, yeah, this file looks good, or no, it needs more work.
I see.
What's great about Flow is just like logic apps, you can actually build conditional logic. So let's say this is when a file is added in SharePoint, you can actually switch and say, hey, if it's rejected, basically you do an if block here. You can say, if it's rejected, do one set of actions, and if it's accepted, do a different set of actions.
I see. That's interesting, because now you're getting a notion of control flow and like sort of a graphical programming language. So now my question is going to start to go into, okay, well, so then what control structures can you do?
Yes.
What things should you look out for? Yes. What is something that someone might consider using that they should look into?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a few basic control structures we have. We have conditionals, which are basically if, else. Mm-hmm. So it's just two. We have switch case, which is, you
switch, know,
you can have three or four or whatever you have, and then you have a default case at the end. And then we also have for each, which is you pass in a list of items, and you iterate over that full list of items, and then you can continue on and do something after that.
So is this something that, like I'm an architect, and I'm building all of my core business applications. Should I put it all in Flow, or is this for something else? Like, what is the niche area for this?
So the goal with Flow is not to have you take all of these painfully coded applications you've built over 10 years and rewrite them in a graphical UI.
Right.
The goal is to make it really easy for people who maybe don't have a lot of coding experience, people who are just regular business users in an organization, to be able to accomplish the kinds of things you can accomplish with code, but without having to understand the nuances of how C# works or have to set up a server that runs, that monitors stuff without having to host stuff in the cloud.
Right.
You can actually build this type of logic very easily. And at the end of the day, it is somewhat limited in that, you know, we have these three control constructs and we can talk to only REST web services. And, you know, this isn't going to be the end all and be all for every service, but it does open up a lot of power and capabilities that the normal guy out there who doesn't write a lot of code or can't host code can now get stuff done.
And I like the idea of actually limiting it, because you're going to run into a situation, I think, where you're going to start to see people write these flows that later you're like, huh, as a developer, like, I see enough people using these flows that it might, should be part of our application.
Yep.
And so this could be sort of a testing bed of functionality that users really want. Mm-hmm. In a limited way, and if it needs to be even bigger, then you can write more code.
Yeah, and what's great about the way that Flow works is Flow runs on top of Logic Apps, which runs inside of Azure. One of the things that we're going to be working on in the next few months is the ability to take a flow that, you know, just a business user has created and to migrate it to Azure, so that way you can then use Visual Studio as a developer or an IT guy to then manage it and control it and do whatever advanced stuff they need to be able to do.
Awesome. So I feel like we've talked about it enough. I got a sense for what it is. These can be pretty, hopefully not too long, but you can do some cool stuff.
Yep.
Why don't we spend some minutes looking at actually doing something?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, let's do it. All right, so Steven just spent a little bit of time showing us like a good diagram of how this stuff works, and it felt kind of too magical. I want you to show me what it actually, how one would actually get started.
Sure, absolutely. So what I'm looking at here, this is just the Flow website. And when you come to the website, it gives you, you know, obviously the website-y thing. So you have a video, you can read a little bit about what it can do. But what's really interesting is we have what we call templates. And these templates are the types of scenarios that work just out of box without you having to set up much at all. So why don't I just take a look and browse some of the different templates that we have.
As you're doing that, it's looking like it's very Office 365-y.
Yes.
So if you already have an Office 365 subscription, you should be looking at automating some of the things that you do.
Absolutely. Okay. So you can see here the types of, so these templates, these wire together two or more of those services that we can connect to. And you can see definitely a lot of Office 365, SharePoint, Outlook.
Well, there's a Google Calendar one too.
But there is, absolutely. So one of the things that Flow can do is it can enable you to pull data from other services and to put it into Office 365.
Cool.
So if you use Google Calendar for, you know, your personal life, because for whatever reason you're using Google stuff, you can actually copy those calendar events into your Office 365 calendar so you have kind of one unified view of what you're doing.
Okay.
So what I can do is I can just find, you know, this template right here, for example. So this is get a notification when I get an email from a VIP customer.
Okay.
So when I select this flow, it gives me a little description, and all I have to do is click use this template. Now what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to pick what connection I use to use this flow. So for Office 365, for example, it's going to be my Office 365 account.
Right.
So once that loads up, then I'll be able to actually build the flow. And you can see here, this is my email address. And the green check mark means that, hey, it's working, and it's just going to send me a push notification.
How does it know, like, your phone?
So the push notification can come to me because there is a Flow mobile app that I have installed on my phone, and that's what gets all of the notifications.
Oh, I see. Because I go through and I try to find like the stuff that we do that's mm-hmm. mobile-based. I'm like, oh, what's this Flow thing? And I install it. I'm like, oh, it doesn't do anything. But now I'm seeing exactly what it's doing. This is awesome.
Exactly.
And so now you have sort of that diagram that you showed us before
on
new email, send push notification.
Exactly right. And then what you can do is you can customize exactly the inputs to this trigger. So in this case, it's listening to emails that get sent to my inbox, which makes sense. And I can also open this up. And now I can change who that VIP customer is, for example. So let's say, Steve B at Microsoft.com. If, if Steve Ballmer ever emails me, I want to get a push notification.
Absolutely.
I just type that here. And if I click Create Flow, then it's going to save that flow right now. And as soon as it's done, now if Steve Ballmer ever emails me, I'll get a notification right to my phone.
Well, put my email in there and I'll try it out.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, so Caitlin, would you throw me my phone? I'm going to send him an email from my thing. And let's see, do you have your phone on you?
I do, but what is your email address?
It's just seth.juarez@microsoft.com.
Seth.
J-U-A-R-E-Z. At Microsoft.com.
There
Perfect.
There we go.
All right. So let's see. Let me know when you set it up. We're gonna see what's going on here. So I got my phone here.
It is running.
It's running.
Yep.
And then Steven with a PH Siciliano. Hey dude. And then I'm gonna send a emoji because that's what we have to do with the clappy hands.
Ah, yes, okay? Of course.
So I send that to you. And you should get a push notification.
That's right. So we'll see how well the emoji shows up on.
All right, because you're using Android, right?
Yeah, well, this is actually an iPhone.
Oh, but, mine's an iPhone too.
Yeah. Look. Well, let's not talk about that too much.
Okay.
Here's
the thing. Like the thing about this is the reason why I like this is because the reality of the matter is people are using various devices and Flow works on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I had an Android phone, it actually would work on that as well.
Okay, so as we're waiting for the push notification, let's go through and see some of the other abilities. I saw some ellipses by there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can come in here and edit this. So the first thing that you can, of course, do is you can add as many steps as you want.
Okay.
So when I add a step, it actually brings me to a list of several different services that we have, and you can click see more, and you can see all of the various different services that we can connect to. And there's a big long list here. There's 90 some services that we support. So I could take any type of action that I wanted. I could post a card on Trello. I could make a post on User Voice. I could start a build in Visual Studio based on an email coming in. Really any action you can imagine across all of these services will just work inside of Microsoft Flow.
I see. But whenever you start a flow, so here's a question. When you start a flow, is the trigger fixed?
Right. So for this particular flow, the trigger is fixed to listening to just emails
okay.
That are from you.
Okay.
Right. But When I first opened it up, I actually customized it to be your email address. Mm-hmm. I could create another flow that listens to any other type of event.
I see. And then so each, there's only one event that you can listen to per flow.
That's right.
Okay, because exactly that makes sense, right? Because then, yeah, I see. What if you have an event that's supposed to trigger multiple things? Is that this is a chain of actions?
That's exactly
Got
right.
It.
So just as I can add another action in right here, so I could, if I wanted to, I could create a contact for that new email that mm-hmm. just came in. It'll execute both send a push notification and create a contact.
Awesome. So let's go back to the email, because maybe you put my because we have nice emails and then we have our alias emails, right?
Yes.
Let's see if you spell that right. Let's do the. Did you get a notification?
I did not, but let me see exactly.
S E J U A R E. That's my.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, shoot.
It's keyboard layout.
Oh. S E J U A R E. And then you hit save, right?
Yeah. Oops. I added this step, but I didn't fill it out.
So it's doing the right thing, man. It's checking us. Yeah. Fantastic. So I'll send you another one. I love the idea of like, because usually to do this, you would have to write a service. You'd have to write something that monitors. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I'll hi again, and then I'll hit this. Okay. So now that I've done that, we'll wait for that to go through. Any other features that you think we should know about?
So I think the...
There it is.
See? I got the notification. And then you see here what it showed me is the this is another feature you should know about.
Oh, good.
You actually can see the full details of exactly what happened. So this was the on new email trigger.
Well, I'm glad we did that, man, because I made him nervous. When he's like, wait, we're doing a live demo? Yes, we are.
Well, yeah, it should usually work.
Yeah.
So you can see here, this is the from, and you can see hi again is what you put in the subject, right? And then this is the content of the body.
Which is empty.
Which you didn't put an emoji in this time.
Yeah.
But then you can see again, it sent the push notification, email from VIP customer, which is the same thing that showed up from the push notification on my phone.
Okay.
But yeah, so you can debug, and if for some reason something failed, so let's say it couldn't send the push notification, you could actually see here the exact error details of why it failed. And what you can even do is you can, you know, resubmit it if there's a failure to get it to kind of run again and fix your error.
This is awesome because I can imagine, like, just this flow alone. Let's just say I have a support at mycorp.com, right? Support, and you get an email of, like, I got an error that blah, blah, blah. You could literally make a flow that logs the user, checks that they're a customer with the email, sends a new record into the support database with this thing, and then add someone to that record, right? Just with the API call.
Yep. In fact, we actually have a flow just like that set up for incoming requests from our Yammer group, for example. We listen to posts on Yammer. We go to our log servers and get logs about what that customer has done. Mm-hmm. Then what we do is we actually do sentiment analysis with the cognitive services APIs to see, hey, was this a positive comment or a negative comment? And depending on what that comment is, we then go and we do different actions.
And I thought I was being clever.
Yeah. you great minds think alike.
I like it. Yes. So I love this. Where can people go to get started?
Sure, absolutely. So you can just go to flow.microsoft.com or go to Bing and search for Microsoft Flow.
Fantastic.
And anybody can get started for free. If you have an Office 365 subscription or Dynamics 365, you get additional stuff included above what's, you know, just in your normal free tier.
Like what?
So you get more flow runs.
Okay.
So with free, we kind of limit how much you can do so
of course.
Don't go crazy. And the other thing is, one of the things that's coming very, very soon is the ability to have team flows. So multiple people can edit a flow so that way they can collaborate and build out additional logic together. And that will be reserved only for the paid offerings.
Awesome. Well, this has been awesome. Anything we need to add to finish up?
No, it sounds great.
You should use Flow, is what he's saying.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Stephen, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching again. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We've been learning all about Flow and how you should be using it too. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.